So AMR, the once largest airline in the U.S., now the number three, announces bankruptcy yesterday. AMR is the parent of American Airlines. It says that passengers won't be affected. It's business as usual during the travel holiday season. Nevertheless, it's a huge management restructuring for AMR. Joining us now is John Heimlich, Vice President and Chief Economist at Air Transport Association, a trade organization representing the major U.S. airlines. John, good morning.
Good morning.
What is wrong with the business model in the airline industry that it can be business as usual, yet we're bankrupt?
Well, business as usual over the last 10, 11 years for the airlines has been quite challenging. $50 to $60 billion in losses. I think this is the 42nd bankruptcy, actually, in the airline and U.S. airline industry since January 1st, 01.
That's crazy. I mean, at some point, is it an unsustainable kind of situation? I mean, do we have to go back to the sort of regulatory regime during the Carter years?
Well, I don't think anyone wants that, including our customers, unless they want to end up paying substantially higher fares and having much less frequency of air service. So this model has worked well overall, but I think what people are missing is that this is kind of perhaps among the last phases of the deregulated experience. It's just taken an awful long time to get here to wring out some of the legacy costs and sort of modernize, transform the business into the 21st century.
So you're seeing this bankruptcy by American Airlines as a kind of a last gasp of the same kinds of things that got rid of Pan Am and Eastern Airlines, the legacy carriers you describe, and that we're now getting into a situation where we've got a consolidated big three. That's going to be it. Maybe U.S. Airways survives. Maybe they don't. Maybe they get in bed with American Airlines or one of the other big carriers. But that's what we're seeing right now.
Well, to an extent, yes. I don't necessarily see any of those brands necessarily going away. But yes, there's consolidation, and the other big factor is globalization. So we're looking for carriers who were strictly really domestic brands now competing on a global stage. And the other factor is that the Southwests and JetBlues are really well established as major national and increasingly international competitors. So it's a hybrid of models.
And, of course, they're a service model. I mean, airline flying used to be fun, not so much anymore. There are some exceptions at Southwest and JetBlue. What, if anything, is going to change that situation?
Well, look, I think it's still fun for a lot of people in the extent that it wasn't fun for those who couldn't afford it in the past. And now there are trade-offs. Planes are fuller, but a hell of a lot more people are able to fly. So I think, you're seeing lots of investments in in-flight Wi-Fi, entertainment, ability to print your own boarding pass, all those things, choices of better food on the airplane. So all that stuff is getting better. And, TSA, DHS are working on a less painful security process as well.
The transportation, that's the TSA that checks us all in. John Heimlich, thanks so much. Vice President and Chief Economist at the Air Transport Association, speaking to us from Washington, D.C. on the future of the airline business model, as AMR announces yesterday, the third largest airline in the U.S., that it is in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Thanks, John.
You bet.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.